Welcome to the first episode of Attack of the 50-Foot Geek. Yes, as Matt drowns his face in sorrow, a college podcast about movies and TV and geeky stuff and whatever else we want to talk about as Matt continues to bury himself in sadness. I'm your host, Mr. Ian Butcher. Stop it, Matt, you're making me smile. Journalism major and all-around geek tomfool, and with me today is
Matt Winnett.
He's a lifeguard.
I'm a lifeguard, yeah. I was actually going to say I'm a lifeguard major, if they have one.
Do they have lifeguard majors, like, somewhere at like, a school or something?
I checked.
You actually checked? Wow. You're a douche.
I know.
And you even have a lifeguard license, is the scary part.
Yes,
which you showed me about five. Yeah, you had that look in your face of like, did I? I'm like, you showed me like 5 minutes ago, but no. We're currently sitting at the Commons at the MU. The Commons is over there. We're in the MU at Oregon State University in sunny Corvallis, Oregon. Even though we don't actually go here doing that.
Nope.
No, we don't. No, because we're both dead broke. We go to Lynn Benton, and we go to Lynn Benton Community College, and we just come over here when, you know, because all of our friends are here, and we whore off with their social lives. Isn't that right, Matt?
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, first order of business. Matt.
Yes.
How's it going?
Pretty good.
Pretty good?
Yes, especially since I saw the Avengers
two days ago.
But we'll
get to that. So starting off, we'll probably get into some news stuff. Probably. But first, shawarma.
Shawarma.
And then we'll come back to shawarma later. Okay, so news. So, Matt, you're a sizable fan of The Hunger Games, right?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. And you like the movie, yes?
Yes, for what it was, I like the movie.
All right. I haven't read the books. I'm the one guy in my entire age group who has not read the book, it turns out. But on the plus side, the sequel, Catching Fire, has a new director. And
cool.
And I'm going to ask you what you think. That's how this works. Radio.
All right. Well, I can't remember who the director is.
That's why I was about to tell you. That's how it works. I tell you the stuff that I already know, and then you respond. It's an ebb and flow we have.
Oh.
Yeah.
So that's how it works.
Dumbass. But regardless, Francis Lawrence is doing Catching Fire, and he did Constantine, I Am Legend, Water for Elephants. What do you think about that?
I think it'll be interesting.
Interesting.
I mean, I enjoyed those movies.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Do you think Will Smith should play Katniss?
Yes.
Yes.
And then Nicolas Cage can play every other role.
Okay. Hold that thought. So, what was this, like 2 weeks ago when we came up with this? 2 weeks ago? Yeah.
Something like that.
Okay, so 2 weeks ago, we're sitting around as we're wont to do, spitballing ideas. This was before Avengers came out. We were talking about all the awesome stuff that would help make for an awesome Avengers movie. And we got on the subject of Iron Man 3. And I brought up the fact that I think that they should recast the role of Pepper Potts with Nicolas Cage. And they'll have a scene at the very end, you know, they'll have the after credits tags, or at the very end, Nicolas Cage comes out and goes... Now, for the listeners, you can't see, I'm motioning that I'm pregnant with my hands, and I have that Nicolas Cage look in my eyes. Tony, I am with child. And, she turns around, like, one moment, she turns around, and it's Gwyneth, Matt's laughing his ass off right now. She turns around one moment, and it's Gwyneth Paltrow, and then she turns back, and it's Nicolas Cage in a dress and a wig. We should totally do it.
Oh, my God.
We'll start a letter-writing campaign to do that. Like, right now, let's do it.
Well, he wouldn't even need a wig. He could just have that nasty, like...
From Season of the Witch?
From Season of the Witch?
Well, no, he could have
Next.
His Tom Hanks Da Vinci Code mullet?
Yeah.
Oh, God. I was going to say his Drive Angry mullet, but with the blonde streaks, but...
Too.
Yeah, that's why we don't run the world. Anyway.
It'd be a terrible place.
It'd be a terrible place. So, Matt, also this last week, in front of that little movie we call The Avengers... They showed a trailer for a movie that and I and pretty much the entire rest of the world is looking forward to. This little indie movie, full micro movie called The Dark Knight Rises. Matt's head just exploded. In case the listeners can't see, which I don't know why you couldn't be able to, but that was. You start
it's
off.
Incredible.
You start off, yeah. So,
oh, man,
Saturday.
Everything I've ever wanted, ever.
Yeah. And you haven't even seen the movie.
I haven't even seen the movie.
Saturday night, Matt and I went with a bunch of people to go see Avengers, and Matt had already seen the trailer, and yet, even though the entire theater had fallen dead silent as soon as it started, Matt was the one person when it was over to scream out, what was it you yelled?
I said, oh my God.
Yeah. Like, right as everything is silent, like the main title's coming, I just hear Matt on the complete opposite end of the theater go, oh my God! Yeah, that was... Can we just take a moment to just think about how awesome that was? Like, for real. Yeah. Batwing.
Oh my
Batwing.
God, Batwing.
Batwing. That, okay. I've already told you this. I'll tell them. When I first watched that, when I first put it online, when it came to that moment in the trailer where the Batwing does that dive over the building, I literally almost threw my computer across the room. That is not a joke. I was so excited and I so freaked out, I almost threw my computer across the room.
I can't wait for the scene where the Batwing crashes and
shut
the
up.
Tumbler. Batwing's just in some building.
Yeah. It just flies into a building and it's just sitting there and...
Tumbler just explodes.
Yeah, but see, that'd be a little difficult because there aren't two front tires on the front of the Batwing. So... How
I don't
would
care
you,
about the physics
how
of
would
it.
You,
it'd be
well,
cool.
No, I'm not asking about the physics of it. I mean, if we're talking about the physics of it, then I would have that thing, like, fly through buildings. And, like, shoot... I would have Batman be a laser cap and shoot lasers out of his eyes. But...
Batman's lying.
Thunder gets home!
Lion Thunder.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Yeah, Batman is Lion-O. Oh, dude, I want to make a shirt that says that. Batman is Lion-O. Oh, so you can have one where it's Batman is Lion-O, and then you can have another one of Bane trying to eat. This is something about 20 minutes ago we were wondering, because Bane has that, like, nasty thing on his face, and we're like, how does he eat? Like how does that work? You know, because you got to think he has to take that off at some point.
Yeah.
And, like, you know, does he like, take it off really fast and then eat a bunch of food, or what? But... You know, regardless.
Whatever it is.
Whatever
it
is. But no, like, I think Stallone, my favorite, aside from diving over a building on a jet, or diving over a building in a jet. Yeah, it's, he's sitting on a jet as it dives over a building. Yeah.
Woohoo!
Yeah. I love what we did at the same time. Now this is pottery. He's like, no. As Matt is burying his head in shame. I lost my train of thought. The other coolest thing I thought of, trailer, I can't talk today because I have stroke. The other really awesome thing I thought of the trailer was, I'm using my words, you see how that works? Was the bit towards the end where, and I'd already seen this in that IMAX thing a few months ago, but that shot of him holding the broken cowl and just tossing it aside after
goodness.
Just beat the living crap out of Batman. Dude, like...
That movie is going to be so amazing.
You're going to be able to...
amazing.
Like,
is that better?
Yes, that is better. That's technical speak for everyone to hear. what if this movie sucks? Like, can I just...
I'll literally go to Hollywood and burn the fucker to the ground.
So the people listening at home missed the complete look of like, stone-cold seriousness Matt just had in his face as he said that. Let's see, what I would do is if the movie sucked, because we're going to go see it as a group. We're taking a bunch of people to go see that together. I'll probably be the chauffeur. I'll have my little white gloves and a little hat on.
Six? What are you kidding? There's like 20 people.
Yeah, we're taking a lot of people. I can fit like this is party speak for you people at home. No, because my parents' car can fit like 7 or 8 people. And never mind. Okay, whatever. We'll do it live. But if it sucks, Bill O'Reilly reference. If it sucks though, like, I think I might drive the car off the road. I was telling Michelle this. I was like, "Yeah, you know,
probably will."
Yeah, I'll just turn over. I'll be like, even if it's awesome, if it's either or, we're not going to survive the drive back because if it's awesome, or if it sucks, I'm just going to turn over and go, it's not going to get any better than this, or there's no point left, and then I'll find a conveniently placed ramp, and then I'll just drive the car into a ditch and have it explode. Like in every 80s, yeah, like in every
placed ramp.
Yeah, that was my thing.
Like a giant chasm.
Yeah, like in Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Yeah.
That was my thing watching Avengers. Is during that opening scene in the car chase in the tunnel, the conveniently placed ramp. I had to laugh. But yeah, it'd be like an 80s movie where our car goes off a cliff and then it explodes as soon as it touches base.
Anything.
Yeah, I can't remember. I think it was an episode of the Incredible Hulk TV show where they did that, where like the car flies off the cliff. But the charge is detonated too early, so it explodes mid-air. It's amazing, dude.
My God, this air is so hard.
Yeah, yeah. Between that and... have you ever seen the episode of Hulk where Hulk fights Thor? Yeah.
What?
Yeah, there's an episode where Lou Ferrigno Hulk fights Thor. It is one of the funniest things I've ever seen. For the listeners, go on YouTube and look up Hulk versus Thor. I guarantee you will laugh your ass off. Between that and there's an episode of Bruce Banner, he's in a plane, and the plane's losing altitude. So he's trying to pilot it, but as he's trying to pilot it, he's getting flustered. So he's turning into the Hulk as he's flying the plane. So the people can see I'm making a motion with my arms, like I'm, you know, turning the steering column. But so he's hulking out as he's trying to fly this plane, and he turns into the Hulk, and he successfully lands the plane. Yeah, I hope in Avengers 2 Electric Boogaloo that they have
Avenge Harder.
Avenge Harder? No. Yeah, I think Avenge Harder would work. It's at least better than X-Men First Class : Second Class : The Reckoning. The joke being, Matt and I have this running joke about sequel titles, specifically Die Harder. The most recent one being, we were talking about that X-Men First Class sequel that's coming, and I turn over to Matt and like, so what are they going to call it? X-Men First Class, Second Class? Or maybe X-Men First Class, Second Class Harder? This went on for 20 minutes. But regardless, what were we talking about? We were talking about Batman, weren't we? That was a tangent.
Before.
Yeah, so basically, it looks awesome. It looks so awesome.
It looks so amazing.
Do you have Christopher Nolan
has done it again.
Okay.
On all accounts.
Okay, no. Before I go any further, Matt is taking... It's COM 111, right?
Yeah.
He's taking a COM 111 class, which is... public speaking.
Easiest class ever.
Yeah, yeah. I took it last term. It's ridiculous, but it's a public speaking class. And why don't you tell them what your speech is going to be? Did you already do it?
No, I haven't done it yet.
Okay.
On Thursday.
Okay.
I have to give an informative speech on
any topic
that I choose.
You get to choose what it is as long as you have sources to cite, and it's what, like 3 to 5 minutes?
4 to 6.
Four to six.
And I'm doing my speech on why Christopher Nolan is the best thing to happen to cinema since the invention of the camera.
Yeah, see...
That is the legit title of my speech.
Yeah, so the best part is he can totally make this work because Matt is a lifeguard and a total badass. Because
that's all that matters.
We went to high school together, and at our senior trip, no joke, we went to the beach, and like almost a third of the class went out and almost drowned in the ocean. Matt goes out and saves like almost all of them. It was like you and Trevor tag teaming. Like, you went out and like, what was it, like 9 people almost drowned?
But I was only there for like 4 of them.
Well, others were like, hey, let the fucker,
like,
the fucker drown.
The other ones got back. And then the other four went back out.
Yeah, and then almost drowned again. That was Brooks that almost drowned twice.
Yeah.
He went out the first day we were there, almost drowned, and the second day we were there, went out and almost drowned again.
Yeah.
But I just lost my train of thought. The capper of that whole thing was the fact that pretty much all of high school, we did nothing but give Matt all kinds of crap about being a lifeguard.
I know.
Oh, you're a lifeguard. Oh, that's so funny. Sure enough,
senior
what is this, like 3 days
last...
before we graduate? Two or three. This is like a week. I'm wrong. No.
Where is it?
No.
I thought we got back and then graduated.
No. We got back. We had 2 days off.
Yes.
And then it was June 3rd. And then we graduated. Yeah.
Yeah.
And literally, right before we graduate, Matt, like, whips out his lifeguard powers like a pro. And ever since then, we give him nothing but gushing praise for being a lifeguard. But, yeah, that's... We were still talking about Batman, weren't we?
We were talking about my speech about how Christopher Nolan is amazing.
Tangent. Yeah. You're doing. Yeah. I want to know how that goes because he's not kidding when he says he's doing an honest to God speech for his entire class about Christopher Nolan. Oh, yeah. Tell him about the one dude, the black guy.
Oh, okay. So,
tell him his introduction speech and then tell him the other story.
So, what other story?
The Christopher Nolan story.
Oh, right. Okay, so I'm first day of class. I'm sitting there, and the teacher's like, "Oh, you have to give an introductory speech. You know, where you're born, why you're going to college, and something interesting about you."
So I walked up and went, "I like the Tin Man." Christmas story reference.
I went up and, of course, said, "You know, I live in Corvallis, blah blah blah, and I'm a lifeguard." And I sat down.
And every girl in the room instantly swooned.
Not even kidding, that did happen.
I'm telling you, I'm not kidding when I say Matt has a lifeguard card, and he needs to whip that thing out more often. And I'm serious. Like, you have a lifeguard card.
Yeah.
Like,
I wonder if I can use it to get discounts at stores. But anyway.
Dude, let's test that theory.
So there's one African-American, black, whatever you want to say, guy in my class. And he's
specifically
pretty cool.
I specifically gave Nacho a rule of no N-bombs before we started the podcast.
Yeah. So there's, you know.
Did I call you Nacho
cool.
or did I call you Winnet?
You
did
call me Nacho.
Never mind. I meant Winnet.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, Nacho is a friend of ours who's a total racist, but we love him. Anyway, continue.
Anyway, and so he's a pretty cool guy. But he gets up there, and as he's walking up, I'm thinking, you know, my name's whatever your name
you
is.
Thought the most racist thing ever, didn't you? Didn't
probably,
you?
I don't remember what I
God,
thought.
God, you're evil.
And
this is when Matt goes to a community college.
When he goes up there, his interesting fact about
Hold
him will be
actually, no, keep going.
That I'm black. And,
Okay.
He'd say
no,
it just
no,
like that.
No, but the thing is, the people. The listeners couldn't see the shift that Matt's face just took, where he went from Matt, one of the whitest guys I know, into Lando swagger for like 3 seconds. That was precious. Anyway, continue.
So he gets up there and he's talking. He's like, "Hey, I'm James. I live in Albany, and something interesting about me is that I'm black." And he sits down.
I want to meet this guy.
He doesn't, you know, follow it up with an actual, like,
that's,
you know,
that's it? Is that literally all he said?
He does a cross or something. He's like, "I'm black," and he sits down.
Oh, that's
like,
awesome.
This guy's my favorite person
So he's using Tyrion Lannister rules, you know? Or
yeah.
He's like, I know what I am. I'm going to own up to that.
Yeah, and then I was talking to him, like, 2-3 weeks later about my informative speech and how I was doing it on Christopher Nolan. And, like, you know,
can I just take a moment to just recognize how awesome the fact that you're doing a Christopher Nolan speech is? Continue, please.
And so
this just shows how big geeks we are. Except Matt's a lifeguard, so he can mask that.
And so I'm talking to him, like, you know, I'm doing my speech on Christopher Nolan. I said, "Oh my God, I love that guy. I have watched all of his movies. I love them all. I can't wait for The Dark Knight Rises." And I'm, like, melting with joy.
And then that girl you're pining over in the class. You said the same thing to her, and...
Oh, and she's like, "Who's Christopher Nolan?" Like, "Well, Inception." "Oh, yeah, that was really confusing." Oh, God.
So what you're saying is you're not going to try and date this girl.
Oh, no.
Okay. Yeah, that's probably a good reason why Matt hasn't told me your name. But regardless.
She's insane.
So is that a no, or is that a yes, or what is this?
No.
Oh, it's a no?
It's a no on the no.
Damn. All right. Off to
you
show
can
you that. Yeah, no. If you say no, I'm gonna assume that I'll
say
no.
Say no.
Yeah. Maybe I'll just pass off some of those musical theater majors. Oh! That is a joke that I will not go into any more detail about. So I'm assuming that's all you have to say about the comp class.
Pretty much.
Okay.
Yeah.
We were still talking about Batman, weren't we?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. So let me run through the mental docket in my head. We talked about Hunger Games. We talked about Batman. Prometheus. Just a quick news bit. Matt and I, big Alien fans.
Yes.
And looking forward to Prometheus. We will midnight that.
Oh, totally.
We will midnight that.
I'll midnight it.
And for a while, there was a scare, though, that it was going to be PG-13, a la Alien vs. Predator, that masterpiece. But no, I think it was yesterday, they announced that it will be R. So, awesome.
That is
no compromise vision. Totally going to be there. And I'm calling it now, Nicolas Cage is what they find on that planet.
Yeah.
He is the threat in that movie. He's the alien. The alien is Nicolas Cage.
They break through some, like, you know, rock
barrier.
Log.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's him turning into
Ghost Rider.
Ghost Rider.
Screaming. Again, listeners couldn't see the look on Matt's face that he just made when he did that, but it was a spot-on recreation of Nicolas Cage's Ghost Rider face. And back to the Nicolas Cage Pepper Potts thing. Matt has this whole theory that there's going to be a graphic lovemaking scene in Iron Man 3 between Robert Downey Jr. and Nick Cage. And at the moment of
climax.
Yeah, at the climax, Nicolas Cage is going to make the same look on his face and yellow that he does in Ghost Rider.
No, it's not even going to be like, it's just going to be a cut of,
yeah,
an awkward cut. You know, they're in bed, and then it'll cut to that scene.
They just splice in the footage?
Yeah, and they'll just kind of
it'll be like
green
that,
screen
no,
on
no,
Robert
like
Downey
that,
Jr. underneath Nicolas Cage.
It's sort of a bike. No. What it should be is it'll be like the Bruce Lee movie he did, like where he was filming it while he died. And like so they couldn't, you know, all they did on the scenes where they had a double was they literally cut and pasted a picture, a stagnant picture of Bruce Lee's face and put it on this other dude's head.
That would work too.
That would also work. But
the point is, it would be amazing.
And if Nicolas Cage isn't the alien in this goddamn movie, I'm going to be so pissed.
Oh, man.
You know, because you know, like, they're not showing it in the trailers or whatever, but you know, like, that moment, you know, where the trailer turns all scary or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, they have that moment where they, like, throw the probes in the hallway and it stops, you know. And they're like, oh, we picked up life forms. They go down and they just see Nicolas Cage, you know, in the corner. How did it burn? Can we will this into existence? Like Tumblr with a gun?
Yes, Tumblr with a gun.
Explain Tumblr with a gun.
Okay, so for anyone who's played Mass Effect,
and if you haven't, then get on that shit.
Get on it,
Jesse.
Yeah,
I'm talking to you.
The Mako tank that you run around
in the first game,
it makes a bunch of appearances in the other ones, but
no, it doesn't.
In the third one, they're everywhere.
When? Oh, yeah, that's right.
But anyway, the tank you drive around in on the first one.
It literally looks like the Tumblr. But it has a giant cannon on top.
Like a tumbler kind of like stretched out.
Yeah, if it were stretched out a little more.
With a cannon.
With a giant cannon on top. So Matt and I decided, when Mass Effect 3 came out, that we were going to, just by saying it, will into existence there being a tumbler with a gun in this movie.
Like Batman will just put
a giant
gun,
yeah,
on the top of his
and it'll just
tumbler.
Show up and just start blowing shit away. Like, and here's the thing. If by some bizarre coincidence actually happens,
oh my God,
I am literally going to lose my shit in the theater and just get up and start screaming. I'm not exaggerating. I will. If this is another Avengers situation where you're sitting on the opposite end of the theater from me, I'll just stand and go, Matt, we did it. We fucking did it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Like, yeah. Anyway, okay, so we did Prometheus. I probably should have written down our news items.
Let's see. We talked about...
I think we just have Avengers stuff to talk about.
I think so.
Okay, so, well, we'll end the news with with some Avengers related news. So, Matt.
Yes.
This is a movie that
is amazing.
Is amazing. Well, no, we'll get to our review here in a bit, but we're just starting from a monetary standpoint.
Oh my God!
So it opened up worldwide about a week before it opened up stateside. And it already made bank, like, within that first week, it made, like, $400 million. Now, it opened here last Friday, Matt. And it made a little bit of money.
Just a little bit.
$207 million in three fucking days, to be precise.
That is incredible.
That is awesome. And, well, I don't think I was telling you. No, it was on the other podcast I'm on, BS Podcasting, which you should totally check out. That they must be having Marvel Studios. They must be having the greatest weekend of their entire lives right now. Like,
yeah,
they're doing all kinds of coke from weird places, and they're going out and just partying like there's no tomorrow. And they're just drowning in money. You know, they have the Scrooge McDuck swimming pool of money set up, and they are just swimming in that shit, like for real. But no, so it made 207. this weekend, stateside, biggest opening weekend of all time. I went twice, and I can tell you, both times I went, theater was line out the door.
Yeah.
You saw it, the line was out the door.
Yeah, it was out the door and around the block.
Yeah, that's not an exaggeration. But,
For every showing.
Yeah, that's the Friday night, because Matt and I, we went with a bunch of our friends Saturday night, and I went also on Friday night to go see it, and I was talking with the girl working the ticket thing, the ticket column, the ticket staff, we'll call it the ticket staff, and she was mentioning how she worked the midnight button the night before, and they had to have like 4 screens showing it for midnight because it was a packed house, and then how they were adding 2 or 3 showings that night because all the other shows were sold out, and she was going to have to turn right around to the same thing the next day because they had to keep adding shows because the demand was so high. But in addition to all the money it made this weekend and all the money it made last weekend, in addition to some other money it's made worldwide, the movie has made to date, it's been out for a week and a half, $700 million worldwide, Matt.
Wow.
And it costs $220 to make. So
I think
they turned a profit. I think they turned a profit. Maybe.
Just a very small
just a very
one.
Slight profit. Yeah, that's insane. But it was one of those things where because this is opening up right at the start of the summer and everyone wanted to see it. Like literally every single person I've talked to is like, oh yeah, hell yeah, I'm gonna go see that.
Oh yeah, you got all the Iron Man fans, and you got
well,
all
and then
Hulk
just
fans,
every just the curiosity.
The Thor fans.
Nothing like this has ever been done before, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And plus all the like uber positive word of mouth before it came out. But in addition to that, the boatloads and boatloads of money that it's made. Unsurprisingly, they announced today, Avengers 2 is coming at some point in the future, which.
Yes.
They didn't say a specific date. I'm thinking probably 2016 because they probably want to get through their next batch of movies.
Yeah.
Maybe 2015, but I'm thinking more 2016. But Avengers 2, Matt, how would you think? Are you down
without,
for that?
Without
getting into spoilers.
I'm so incredibly excited for that movie. I can't even.
Yeah,
say
there's
it.
There's a tag after the credits of the Avengers. There's 2 of them, but the first one
yeah,
is
so
pretty
make sure you
awesome.
Stay from both.
It's a pretty awesome tag and a setup for what I'm assuming they're going to be doing next. But
amazing.
Which is fucking awesome. But I think we're both in agreement. Avengers 2, we would be down with that.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah?
And speaking of you know, their next batch of movies, I'm also looking forward to Thor 2.
Is that because
Iron
it's coming out like right? I was going to say, is Thor 2, is that because it's coming out like right before your birthday?
Is it?
It's like the week before, yeah.
Oh, wow.
It's like November 15th next
yes,
year.
Yes, I'm incredibly excited.
Yeah.
Next year.
Next year, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to go see that.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's the dates they've announced so far. There's Iron Man 3 comes out next May. They actually start filming next week, I think.
I did not know either of those. Oh, my
yeah.
God.
Iron Man 3 comes out next May. That starts filming in a week. Thor 2 comes out in November of next year. And then Cap 2 is April 2014, I think. April seems like kind of a weird date, but whatever. And then they have another, I think it's like June 2014. They have another release date pegged up, but they haven't said what the movie is. So we'll see. My personal guess is they've been, for the last couple of years now, they've been talking about Edgar Wright doing an Ant-Man movie.
Oh.
And it would be a comedy.
Yeah.
And
of course it would.
Yeah,
Ant-Man.
Yeah, well, yeah, and it's like right. I'm pretty sure they haven't said anything yet, but I think come Comic-Con they might announce it, but I'm pretty sure that second movie we're getting in 2014 is Ant-Man. And then there's rumors.
Ant-Man.
Yeah. There's the man made my favorite movie of all time, Scott Pilgrim vs. the World. So
God.
But well, and then the other thing is they're talking about doing the response to the Hulk in this movie has been so positive, doing another Hulk movie.
Because Hulk was badass.
Because the Hulk was awesome, but they wanted the scuttlebutt. They haven't said anything for sure, but the scuttlebutt is that 2015 is what they're looking at for another Hulk movie. Because I think
that'll be cool.
I think Mark Ruffalo said he was signed to something like a 6-picture deal or something. So that's nothing. Sam Jackson had a 9-picture deal. Yep.
Man.
Yep.
Well, yeah.
Because he's in a bunch of them.
He's in like every movie ever for every superhero.
Yeah. Like Chris Evans has a 6-picture deal. I think Chris Hemsworth has like a 9-picture deal. Yeah. They were originally going to have Emily Blunt play Black Widow in Iron Man 2. And they couldn't get her because she couldn't commit to the 9-picture deal they wanted her to sign on to. But anyway, I think with that, Matt, we can start talking about The Avengers, the movie. Matt, without going into spoilers, we'll get into spoilers here in a little bit, but what did you think? Or what were your feelings going in and what were your feelings coming out?
My feelings going in were, this is going to be a really good movie.
And your feelings
and
coming out.
And my feelings going out were, oh my God, I just watched the best movie I've ever seen in my entire life. Like, I was sitting there comparing it to other movies that I loved, and I was like, well, there's The Dark Knight.
Yeah. Now, in my written review, which you can read in the paper tomorrow, that's like one of my opening lines is, I'm like, this is the best superhero movie ever, and then in quotations, except for Batman.
Yeah. Like, as a group superhero movie, that was so much better than I could have imagined.
Yeah, well, because that's the thing is, you wonder going into it, you know,
how are they going to be able to juggle
all those people, like, you know?
Yeah.
These doors.
And yet they pull it off. Everyone gets their moment. You know, everyone gets equal, like equal screen time. Maybe Thor gets a little short change, but I mean, even then.
The Thor scenes felt like a Thor movie.
Yeah.
The Iron Man
scenes
were an Iron Man movie.
They all looked. It
worked. Like it was their movie.
It worked.
And they had their moment.
Yeah.
And it was amazing.
It was amazing. It was awesome. Oh, that was, yeah, that's.
Like, I was talking to somebody and they asked me what my favorite part was.
The whole damn movie.
I named like 7 parts and I was like, you know what? Fuck this. The whole movie
the whole
is
movie,
my favorite
yeah.
part.
It's like, see. Like the first time
it
I saw
it was not a bad part of that movie.
Yeah, like the first time I saw it, I thought it got to start off a little slow in like the first like 30 minutes or whatever, and I was kinda like, oh, where is this going? And then it picked up after
it
that.
Picked up, yeah.
The second time I saw it though, I didn't have that issue at all.
I didn't really mind the first half.
Yeah, well that's the thing is the second time I watched it, it totally worked. I didn't have that problem at all. I was like, okay, awesome.
Yeah.
So like I was talking with Brooks and he felt the same way, and I told him, like, watch it again, you won't get the second time it'll feel completely different. But, yeah. Holy crap, dude. So I went in, you know, pretty big fan of these movies, and also pretty huge Joss Whedon fan.
Yeah.
So I was like, all right, well, let's see how this is going to work out, you know. Better not suck, but, you know, all right, let's see.
So you rub your hands together like a criminal mastermind.
Yeah, yeah, people can't see. I'm very, very evil-like rubbing my hands together right now. And hunching my shoulders. But yeah, that, holy crap, dude. I was like a little kid in that movie. Like, by the end of that movie, I was jumping up and down in my seat. It was just awesome. I was just like, this is the greatest movie ever.
Oh, yeah.
There's a shot, without going into specifics, there's a shot towards the end of the movie, like in the big final battle, where the camera goes, it's this big tracking shot that goes through the battle, and it goes from each person to each person on the team. Like, it starts as Black Widow, and then it follows Iron Man, and then it follows, like, Captain America, and then it follows Thor for a little bit. And I remember during that shot, I'm just like, oh my God, this is the greatest thing I have ever seen.
That was so incredible.
Yeah. It was literally everything I could have wanted this movie to be.
It delivered, and then more.
And then more. And then more.
Like Hulk, for instance, I was like, okay, you know,
cool. My thing is, I was kind of pissed because I was like, man, that sucks. They weren't able to get Edward Norton back, you know, and
yeah.
It's kind of shitty how, you know, Marvel sort of threw him under the bus there, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, I like Mark Ruffalo, as I affectionately refer to him, star of Where the Wild Things Are, Mark Ruffalo. Every time I say that, people are like, what? Because he's in that movie for literally 3 seconds. I think he has a line, if that.
Maybe.
And 3 seconds isn't an exaggeration. I timed it. You know, when I was watching, I'm like, okay, 8 seconds. All right, he's gone. He has like top billing, but I really like Mark Ruffalo, and so going in, I was like, okay, you know, whatever. Let's see how this goes. And, you know, coming out of it, like, I really liked Norton, but, dude, I kind of liked Ruffalo better.
Yeah.
Like,
so did
he was really awesome.
He was really
good. Really awesome.
And, you know, I went into it thinking that the Hulk would be one of my least favorite movies.
Oh, yeah.
Super-powered superheroes.
Yeah, and
you know?
He was, like, the best part of the movie. Like,
and I'm counting Iron Man as a superpowered
yeah,
superhero.
The
you know,
team,
not,
the team
I'm
as a whole.
Saying,
the
know,
team
like
as a whole.
Black
yeah, yeah.
Widow and
we
and
get the
Hawkeye
idea
as much. You know, the main
you just
four
say
guys,
the Avengers.
And I figured he was going to be like my least favorite of all of them.
Yeah,
and
you're
when
like
I left. I was like,
holy
oh
crap!
God.
Yeah,
Hulk
oh,
is
yeah.
amazing.
What's the thing is they hold off on bringing in the Hulk until halfway through the movie. You know, it's just Banner for a while. And Ruffalo was really, like that first scene with him as Banner. You know, he's going for a different thing than Norton did, but it still really works. You know what I mean? Like, he's very quiet and really reserved. You know, and but it works.
Yeah.
And
like
I love
you could tell
yeah.
that he was.
That he yeah agitated. He's just sort of, oh yeah he's just sort of trying to you know stay calm or whatever. But and I love the fact that in the movie, like him and Tony Stark become like best pals. Like, there's so many scenes of them just hanging out. Like, we'll get into more in spoilers, but there's a shot of the two of them at the very end that I just thought was so awesome.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah.
Oh,
yeah, you know the
yeah.
one I'm talking about where it's just them with the shades on or whatever. But, yeah, see, the one I was kind of, like, iffy about going in was Hawkeye.
Oh, yeah.
Because,
Hawkeye
and you can attest to this, all
I
the weeks.
I comic books. Like,
yeah.
Or comics
well,
books
yeah.
with Hawkeye in them.
Well, that's the thing. Is like
when
he shows
kid.
Up for like 3 seconds in Thor, and you know.
And I was like, and I think I was the only person in the theater when I saw that movie. I was like, oh my god, Hawkeye!
Yeah, I was like, oh, that's
Hawkeye.
Like, oh, and now he's gone. Yeah, that was really like just as soon as he shows up, then he's gone. I was like, okay, that's a little weird, but But yeah, the thing with Hawkeye, and you can attest to this. All the weeks leading up to the movie, that shot, you know, it's in the trailer, the big, you know,
him
panning around of the team, you know, and you see Hawkeye getting his bow ready. I was like, what the hell is he going
to
do?
Yeah,
he has a bow in there. Him and
Black Widow.
Yeah, I was saying him and Black Widow.
Ready.
I was like, come on. She has like a 9mm and he has a bow in there. What the hell are they going to do? After watching the movie, I was like, all right, yep. You got
yeah.
me. You got me.
Like
I'm sorry, I doubted you, Jeremy Renner.
I was
so sorry.
I was bashing.
Black Widow.
Black Widow. And
because in
Hawkeye.
Iron Man 2, she's arguably the weakest part of Iron Man 2 because you take her out of the movie and it doesn't affect it at all.
Not really.
If you really think her character really doesn't need to be there, and I'm assuming this is the direction she was given because she just comes off as kind of there, but in Avengers, like
she's
awesome.
She is all there. All
and
the time.
You, both her performances, like. Leaps and bounds better, and also the writing, which again attributed to Whedon, which
yeah.
I you know, which is
awesome.
I call it was just awesome with her. But yeah, Hawkeye, like, I'm like, he has a bow and arrow, he does some things with a bow and arrow.
Oh my god,
that are just awesome. Like,
yeah, I went into the movie thinking, you know, I know Hawkeye's probably just gonna suck.
Yeah.
Or he's gonna get hit by a car and die.
Yeah,
I
was telling them what should happen is in the first 10 minutes of the movie, Hawkeye and Black Widow should get killed.
And, you know, I was thinking, well, that'd suck, because I kind of like Hawkeye. He's kind of cool. I liked him when I was a kid.
Yeah.
And then I left.
And you're
so
just like.
Very satisfied.
Hells yeah. Yeah, that was my thing, is within like. 20 minutes of him showing up on screen, like he does like 5 awesome things. I'm like, all right, I'm sold. And during the last battle, like he does a couple things in particular, one involving Loki, which is so awesome. Yeah. Oh yeah, and then Black Widow as well. She has another that scene with her and Loki.
Oh,
that was the payoff to that was so awesome. And yeah, that was just. It all worked is the thing that I thought that there would be at least a weak link of the team, and it all worked.
Yeah, there was
it
no
all
weak
link. Perfectly.
There wasn't even a weak link acting-wise.
Yeah.
Like, Loki, his part was incredible.
Holy crap. Like,
I
between,
mean,
like, he was awesome in Thor, but here, like,
he
took it up to a
whole
other
level.
Like, yeah. Like, yeah, like, within the first, like, 3 minutes of him showing up on screen, I was like, oh my god. Holy crap. But, yeah.
This guy is.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, well, that's like Holy crap. Yeah, that's...
Like, that was not a weak part in that movie at all.
Yeah, that's... It's,
which is so incredible.
Yeah, for a cast this size, for a movie of this scope, and just for balancing these kinds of... For something like this that has never been done before, you know...
And had
doing
so
this
much
big,
hype to
yeah,
get
and,
it done.
Had so much to live up to.
Yeah.
You know. And they did it.
And they did it.
And they did
and
it.
And they did it better
they
than I thought they could.
Totally,
like...
Completely
better,
nailed it. Yeah.
Better than I imagined.
Okay, now with that...
Are we going into spoilers?
We're
going
to go into spoilers,
oh,
so...
God, I can go on for
wait,
days.
Wait for it, wait. So, if you haven't seen Avengers yet, and how the hell haven't you... then
if you haven't, leave now and go
yeah,
watch it.
Go watch it, come back, listen to this, but spoilers... Go.
Alright, so...
Thanos.
Thanos, oh
so
my
Thanos.
God, Thanos... Holy shit. Like, when I saw him, I couldn't remember his name
oh,
for
yeah.
some reason. It just left my head. But I knew who it was.
Just he thought it was Red Skull.
Yeah. Oh my God.
He's like, dude, Red Skull. I'm like, that was
Are
Thanos.
You
he's
insane?
Like, oh, you're right. And I was like, yep.
But yeah, like, I couldn't remember his name, but I still knew who it was.
Yeah.
And
oh, yeah.
when that came on, I about crowned
oh,
my
yeah.
hands. Poor Jordan was sitting next to me while we watched the movie. And I jumped up and down, and I was, like, thrashing around in my seat. I was so excited.
Matt was having a stroke.
And,
yeah, he had his leg shaved, and he had his short shorts on, and he was just jumping up and down. Yay!
Yep.
Yeah, just like that.
I had my Mario hat on.
Yay!
Yeah.
Your stash. Yeah, your porno Italian stash.
So incredibly excited about that.
Oh, I didn't think they go there, because Thanos seems like such an out there thing,
and he's such a big
yeah
thing to tap. Like,
well, that's the thing is when you say a giant purple spaceman, like who wears the Infinity Gauntlet, which can literally change reality. Like
he
when
you literally
like
do
just
whatever
saying
the hell
just
he
saying
wants.
That sentence, you know. You know, Infinity Gauntlet in one hand and the Cosmic Cube in the other. Like, just by the fact that the cube was in this movie, I was kind of like, yeah, they're really going for it. But by the time the movie ends, they've sold you so much. Between Thor and this, where they're really starting to push the cosmic stuff,
mm-hmm.
by the time you get to Thanos, you're like, all right, I'm in. Like, I'm sold. Like, they can do it. Yeah.
I accept,
yeah. And that was and actually, I was reading an interview earlier today, and they were talking with Kevin Feige, who's like the head guy at... Marvel Studios and produces all the movies, and Joss Whedon. And they asked, you know, the two of them, like, so whose idea was it to do Thanos? And it was Whedon's. Because
awesome.
Feige was talking about how, you know, when they were doing that scene was one of the last ones to be filmed, but the idea of that was one of the first ones that Joss came up with, because they were trying to figure out what the next phase of their movies, what the next big story arc to carry through those movies would be. And then instantly Joss was like, Thanos.
That's awesome.
And then they're like, all right, let's do
yeah,
it.
When that scene came on, if there was a table in front of me,
I would have flipped
the
it.
The table
yeah.
would have been flipped like
flipped
four
it.
Times.
Yeah, the metaphorical table had been flipped.
Yeah,
yeah that was...
And then
that
second...
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
credit deal.
So, and then the company, the second after credits thing, which...
I was thinking, you know, I'll get to see
Iron Man 3, probably.
Yeah, some
or, you know,
of,
something else. You know,
some kind of teaser
for another movie.
Superhero movie.
Yeah, because that one was a pretty big setup, and then, you know, it makes you wonder, okay, this next one will probably be, you know, probably be something. And
you
then...
Know, like even something like Nick Fury going and talking to some superhero.
To
hasn't
like
had
Black
a,
Panther or
Ant-Man.
Hasn't Ant-Man.
Even had a movie.
Yeah, yeah or Doctor Strange.
Like, hey, we're putting a team. We've
yeah.
put a team together.
Or like, there's
you
a scene, yeah, where he walks in, like, throws down a bunch of papers and has a bunch of names listed on it or
yeah.
something. Yeah,
something like that. I would have been.
But no,
with that, but no.
We got 45 seconds straight of them eating shawarma.
Shawarma, the best after credit moment of my life,
dude.
Oh my God,
that I laughed so hard during that because I couldn't.
Crying.
I was just like, no way. No way. And yeah, it's just them just sitting there in silence eating.
I kept
shawarma.
Waiting for one of them to even say something like, you know, well,
yeah.
this sucks. But no, they didn't say anything.
Oh, yeah.
It was just dead silent.
Well, see, my favorite was, whatchamacallit. If you notice during that scene, Mark Ruffalo is trying so hard not to laugh. Like, you can see it like midway through, like he kind of cracks a smile on his face and he just sort of buries his head. And then you see, because I noticed this the second time, you see Downey just sort is kind of looking at him, and then just starts fiddling with his napkin and, like, you know, doing all this stuff to try and get him to crack.
Yeah, I noticed that.
Yeah, yeah.
It made me smile.
Yeah, because they filmed that, like, right, that little scene they filmed after the world premiere of the movie, you know, and they had, like, the one take to get it. Yeah, and so that's, is, you just tell Ruffalo was trying so hard not to laugh. But yeah, and actually, before we started recording, I walked over, there was a shawarma place on campus, and I ate some shawarma, and it was delicious. So good.
Yeah. And then, yeah, the one part of the movie that I didn't love, like, I wasn't like, this is so great. You know, it wasn't anything wrong with the movie, I just didn't like it. It made me sad.
Yeah.
Was
Agent Coulson.
Was Agent Coulson. I knew it was going to happen.
Whedon does this all the time. All the time. He'll, you know, and he follows the same structure. Well, he'll have that character, you know, either get their, like, resolution or their happy ending, or things will be going up for them, and then he'll kill them. He does this all the time, and I should have known. He did it again.
And when Coulson was talking about, you know, having Captain America sign the cards, I was like, oh God, no!
I didn't think.
Like, in the back of my head, I was thinking, who are they gonna kill?
Well, see, I was kind of like, are they gonna kill someone? Because it is Whedon.
Yeah.
I was like, no, Marvel probably won't let him do that. And then I was dead wrong.
Coulson. Oh,
man. Oh my God, dude! Yeah,
I loved. He was my favorite non-superhero.
Yeah.
Part
of that whole universe. Yeah. Well, and then I loved the second time around watching it. Just the reactions of everyone in the theater. Like, there were audible gasps and like screams and everything when that happened.
Yeah.
That was just.
Yeah. And then when I went home and I saw Iron Man on TV, my mom, my family was watching it. And he came on, and my mom was like, oh, he's my favorite character. I was like, stop rubbing salt in the wound.
It was like the whitest kids you know a bit. My parents are dead. Yeah, that was, man, that.
Yeah.
That was, I know why they did it, but it just, it so bums me out, because he was so awesome. And he did go out pretty awesome.
He was pretty,
you know, with that,
yeah,
with the,
like,
gun, with the huge gun. Yeah. I don't even know what this does.
Yeah,
and then he shoots a. Oh, so that's what that does. And then his whole last line about how, you know, he's like, so yeah, I'm paraphrasing, of course, but he's like, yeah, you know, I'm actually pretty cool with going out like this, because this is the thing that's gonna, you know, get the team together, basically.
He needed someone to, presumably, he was going to say avenge.
Yeah. And then I love that moment where he's just kind of sitting there after he's been stabbed. He's just kind of looking at Loki, and he's like, you're gonna lose. he's just staring at him. He's like, well, it's in your nature, all right? You're gonna lose.
You're done.
It's like, look, they're gonna beat you. Okay, I don't care, but they're gonna beat you.
Yeah, and then probably my favorite comedy part of the movie was when
beats the shit out of Loki.
Hope just beats the hell out of Loki.
Yeah,
it's
that
like,
was
fuck you and your
wow.
Your villain monologue. You don't get.
Well, yeah,
one.
That was the thing, is as that happens, like, you know, he's like, you know, stop, you know, I am a god, or whatever. And as he's doing that, I'm like, okay, this is that villain monologue that we get in every movie. But as he's doing that, I'm thinking in my head, I'm like, wait, why is the Hulk just standing there? And before I can finish that thought, he grabs Loki by the feet and just starts like a rag doll, just throwing him back and forth and back and forth. I lost it, dude.
Between
that and shawarma, those were like the funniest parts of the movie for me.
I think almost exactly what I was thinking was, you know, if I was the Hulk,
I got exactly that far.
If I was the Hulk.
And I love that look on his face afterwards. Where he's just like, oh my God. Yeah, and then that epic long tracking shot for the city. You know, where it starts with Black Widow on the bike, and then it gets Iron Man flying, and then all that, and then it ends with Thor and a Hulk taking down the giant snake thing.
Yes, that was.
And that
so
moment
amazing.
After the at the end where they take it down, and they're just kind of standing there having that hero pose, and then Hulk just punches him, and he flies off.
Oh man!
Oh my
God!
Everything
about that movie was
so much
win.
That was the thing I was going to tell you about is the whole Banner Stark thing. Like, during that scene where, like, he walks over, he's at, like, the poker or whatever, and just starts jabbing Banner. He's like, why? You really have that under control. What do you do? Like, you Pilates, like, soft jazz, bag of weed? And then when Cap walks in and gets all pissed at him, he's like, is everything a joke to you? And he's like, well, when they're funny, yes.
Yeah.
And then I love at the, what I was talking about was at the very, very end when they're all going their separate ways. And it's Stark and Banner in the car together. I don't know why. I just thought that was so awesome. Because like, during the whole movie, when Nick Fury walks into the lab, you just see, you know, Stark and Banner just sitting there hanging out. And yeah, at the end when they're all going their separate ways, and they're just that shot.
It's a Birdemic reference right there.
But that that shot where, you know, they're all, you know, Cap's on the motorcycle, you know, Thor goes back to Asgard. And I just thought it was so funny that just that shot of, you know, of Banner and Stark just getting in the car with their sunglasses on, just driving off. I thought that was so awesome.
Oh, it was fantastic.
Oh, man, that was... God, dude.
Wow.
Yeah. Like,
and then they're freaking flying
the helicarrier.
Holy crap.
Oh, my God. That was the moment where I officially fell in love with the movie. Because it was like, I'm actually what, like, if someone had asked me 5 years ago, would you be seeing the helicarrier on screen? I would have gone, no. And I'm just sitting, I'm like, oh, my God, this actually, they've put the helicarrier in a movie.
I totally forgot about that.
Yeah.
And I had seen it in the trailer, too. Yeah. I was like, oh, my God, the helicarrier.
But when
it started, I was like, so they're doing like a submarine.
Well, and I love there's that line the Banner has, but oh, you're gonna put me in a submerged metal container, a small metal container. That's genius.
Saw the bubbling
and then it starts
stuff,
going. And he's like,
oh, it looks like they're gonna.
And then it flies and he has that line. He's like, oh, this is even worse.
And then it started to actually come out of the.
Yeah.
I was like, oh my God.
Oh yeah. And then the that man's playing Galaga. And you got to imagine, like, that was probably Downey improvising, and they just added that shot in later of the dude playing Galaga. Oh, man. That was...
Oh, man.
Wow.
And then, you know, Hulk's fight scene with Thor.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God, dude.
When he's trying to
pick up the hammer. He tries to pick up the hammer and just epically fails.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Everything about that movie was so full of wind.
I know.
My favorite part, though... Of people talking about the movie was afterwards. I won't name any names, but afterwards, you know,
you
one of the
names.
Guys who watched...
You can name names.
Nacho, one of the guys we were watching it with.
Oh, yeah.
I don't understand why Iron Man fell back to Earth after he went through the portal, because there'd be no gravity since he's in space.
We spent... This is the first thing we talked about when we got out of the movie. We spent, like, what, 10 minutes?
Probably.
We spent 10 minutes. The guy had to come... Like, the usher had to come and be like, hey, can you guys... head outside because we have a bunch of people here. And, like, we just sat there in the hallway for 10 minutes. Telling him, we're like, dude, this movie ended with a giant purple spaceman, and the thing that has you held up is the physics of a portal opening in the skies above New York to outer space.
Bruce Banner's pants stretch and shrink as he goes, like, nothing else does but his pants, so he's not naked.
Yeah.
Right? That shrinks with him when he goes down. Thor throws his infinitely heavy hammer
around.
Well,
the pants don't shrink. When he says
And he throws the thing around.
Yeah, he flies on his hammer.
His hammer. Like, he flies because he throws his hammer. Yeah. Hawkeye can shoot anything.
Not even looking!
Not even looking!
That was the coolest shit ever, where he's like, he's like talking to Stark or whatever, and then he just... shoots
behind
the thing behind him. Yeah, well, then the shot of him shooting the arrow at Loki, and Loki catches it, and everyone's like, and then it blows.
Yes!
But,
like, I'm thinking, Nacho, the one thing you get all butt sore about is that Iron Man fell back to her.
It's like, come on, man.
Everything in
come
that
on,
movie,
man.
That's the thing that you were like, well, physics implied. I was like, are you kidding?
Yeah, I was like, dude, come on.
There's a cube with the potential.
There is a cube that does literally everything. It shoots lasers. It opens pathways to other planets. Like,
and you're upset.
And you're upset.
Gravity.
That,
what?
Yeah. And you're upset about the gravity of Iron Man throwing a nuke through a portal.
Into the mothership of a space.
Into the mothership from Independence Day.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was. Yeah.
Oh, man. Everything about that movie was so full of wind.
Oh, I know.
I'm trying to think of some other...
Yeah, I don't know. I think it feels like I've exerted everything that I have to say about it. I'm trying to think.
I'm definitely going to go see it again.
Oh, hells yeah. I talked to Brad yesterday. Brad's seen it 3 times since Friday.
Yeah.
And I'm probably going to go see it at least one more time. Like, what else is coming up? Between now and Prometheus, what else is... Actually, no. Well, no. Between now and Prometheus, what else is coming out? We have Dark Shadows, which looks like shit. We have Battleship.
Which looks like shit.
We have Men in Black, which... I don't know, man. I mean, it would be cool if it's awesome, but I'm not getting my hopes up.
Because...
Snowy and the Huntsman actually does look kind of cool. Like, I actually kind of want to see that. But, yeah, like, I'm totally...
Granted, it has a deadpan, only emotion is... Confusion?
Kristen Stewart. I don't know. Maybe Kristen Stewart.
Yeah. Kristen
well,
Stewart,
maybe because Abs Thor. I refer to him
Chris
as Abs.
Hemsworth.
Yeah, isn't it? Maybe that'll exert some
actually,
sort of emotion.
You know, since she's supposed to be kind of like
falling
for him.
Yeah, exert some kind of emotion.
Exert some emotion. I'm falling.
You know, I'm still kind of
Thor.
Pissed. I'm still kind of pissed that Chris Hemsworth and Chris Evans didn't have an ab war in this movie.
Come on.
Like, neither of them took their shirts off once, so you never could have had the, ooh, ab war. I don't even know how that would work. Like, it probably just opened up a black hole.
Speaking of Chris Hemsworth,
the brothers have the
Cabin in the Woods.
Speaking of Joss Whedon, Cabin in the Woods. You should all
that
see it.
Great.
But, what I was going to say is that the brothers Hemsworth must be having the best year of their lives right now between Hunger Games and Avengers.
And then you said Thor 2 is coming out next
year. Oh, that's another thing. Thor comes out a week before Catching Fire.
Yeah.
That's amazing. I never thought of that.
The Hemsworth brothers must be sitting at home, sitting in their house.
Well, and then
calling the other one.
Yeah.
Sup, bro?
Yeah, hey, man. Yeah.
You want to go spend some money aimlessly?
Yeah.
Because we can.
Yeah. Well, let's... Little Hemsworth is in Expendables 2, so he's got that also.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so it's Little Hemsworth.
Yeah.
I wasn't sure if it was going to be Chris or Liam.
It should be Chris, but
that would be great.
It's Liam. Why he's there, I have no idea.
Yeah.
But whatever, he's
there. He's going to be there for like 2 minutes.
Probably. Yeah, he'd be like Arnold in the first movie.
Yeah,
okay, a side note. You know, I didn't even like the first Expendables, but I kind of like that trailer. Like, it looks silly and ridiculous.
Silly and stupid,
but
the
man,
trailer looked kind
of cute. I was so about the point where Arnold, like, rips the door off of a smart car and is firing a machine gun out the door. I was like, you know, this looks, you know, yeah, I think I'm in. You know, I think he got me. I think he got me.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
And, you know, of course,
and
because
Stallone.
It's Arnold, they have to have the...
I'm back. No, no, no. Well, and then my favorite was the moment where I was like, okay, I'm really in. Is that you see a little bit of it? Is it Van Damme and the Stallone fighting? I was like, all right, you got me.
Okay.
Yeah, but
and of course they got
Chuck Norris
and the other guy,
Van Damme.
Yeah, like they got
and Willis is back for a bigger part. Same
everybody I was looking at.
Yeah.
Thinking about it, I was like, oh my god, they got him.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Well, I was telling, I think it was Brad I was telling. I was like, yeah, you know, this, or no, it was Jesse. Mm-hmm. So Jesse was like, yeah, this looks like the movie that the first one was trying to be.
Yeah.
But it wasn't. I'll say what this one's going to be. But anyway, do we have any last thoughts about Avengers other than you should go see it about 18 times because it's fucking awesome?
I think that's about all
that's about all we got, yeah.
If I saw it again, I could probably go on for another hour. Oh, man.
Well, let me think. I'm imagining neither of us will be seeing Dark Shadows next week, so we probably won't be reviewing that next week.
No.
But I'll probably figure something out.
I'll review the trailer.
Yeah.
Let's
see. Yeah, but...
like, what kind of movie is this? God damn it.
Yeah, of course. But in conclusion, we're going to try and have this... Well, let's say every 2 to 3 weeks. Every 2 to 3 weeks, you know, that seems like a good number. Every 2 to 3 weeks, we'll probably have an episode up. More chit-chat, all that stuff. Probably get some more people on eventually. And until then, you can follow me on Twitter at Ian_Butcher93. Do you have anything to plug? No, you don't.
If I could remember my Twitter account, I
douche.
Would. Totally plug that.
Yeah, well, but we're not going to. So with that, this has been the and I just completely blanked out. I was like, I got this exit perfectly. No, well, it just left me.
Attack of the 50.
Yeah, there we go. That's what I was looking for. Yeah, yeah. And with that, this has been the inaugural episode of Attack of the 50-Foot Geek. And with that, we'll sign out. And I don't have a good sign-off phrase other than shawarma. Shawarma.